some building height and car parking restrictions can now be eased after the Sunshine Coast Council's proposed temporary planning instrument was approved by the Deputy Premier with conditions. Jared Blay only approved the changes for any hotel application in Maroochydore and the Caloundra CBD, but didn't approve the Sunshine Coast Council's request to include Mooloolabah, Alexandra Headland, Biwa, Nambour and Sippy Downs.
The balance right now by protecting our beachside communities and also allowing economic opportunity into the growth areas on the coast.
Any applications will still need to be approved by council and they must be for upscale accommodation hotels that are at least 4 stars. Well, the Noosa Council has released its election wish list, revealing what it wants local candidates and their parties to commit to for the Shire. Included in the list is urgent Housing Australia Future Fund investment in new affordable housing and local government representation on the Housing and Homelessness Ministerial Council.
Because local governments need to be represented at the highest level in the discussion about affordable housing. We're doing what we can at a local level by working with community housing provider Coaster Bay to deliver homes, but we need stronger investment by the federal government to help with this crisis.
Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie there. Other key investment is needed to support the Beckmans Road duplication and increase commitment to the Disaster Ready Fund to assist with coastal hazard protection initiatives. And a monster airfare sale begins today as part of a $6 million state government rescue package to get holidaymakers back here post-Cyclone Alfred. Jetstar is dropping prices on flights to Queensland from midday today until Monday night, with flights going for as little as $54. The tourism sector across Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast lost around $300 million from cancelled bookings.